This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, JP.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I slept.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's good. I was worried about you.
I know. We had Sleepgate going on here. Every day it was, did Nick Wilson sleep at all last night? And finally, we did.
Am I going to be honest with you? Was there a part of me last night, as I worked so tirelessly hard to make sure I never complain about sleep around here, and having a three-month-old and an under-three-year-old, I was like, man, not fair of me to judge anyone's sleep, though. I said, everyone's got problems with sleep. Sleep is one of those things. It just happens to everyone at any given time. So the fact that you battled through this week and now you had a good night last night, I love to hear it.
So like today, I don't think I would tell people you don't know football. Yeah, because I got sleep. The one thing that made our video, one of the things that made our video go, I don't want to say viral, but that pushed the video out and got people mad. Today, I would just be like, I think you might be box score watching. I might put it in like a nicer way. Okay. Not that you don't know football.
We need you to be starved of sleep often? Is that what we're saying?
To get me to say, I don't like saying you don't know football.
Yeah, well, you said it.
I did. The only thing I didn't like in that video is that I said that.
That was the video.
Because generally, and I think you can speak to this, I will argue with anyone, but I like takes. I like a lot. I like a
takes
variety
are the
of
fun
takes.
Part of this job,
yes.
And a good, well-crafted take is the fun part of this job.
So that ended up being the thing that I think I was like, man, I wish I hadn't said that, because if you're an analytics person, I really would like to hear what you have to say. If you're a football guy, I like what you have to say. If you're just a casual fan, like, I think so much of what I would like this show to be, and I think you do as well, all takes are welcome. And I think that's what this show's going to be about.
Well, that is the heart of sports radio, is everyone gets to have their takes. You say they're dumb, you say they're great, and then you just kind of move on. That's kind of the existence of what we do.
So I want you to know, I know, you know football.
You didn't need to tell me. Yeah. That's fine.
No, that was a blanket statement to everyone.
Okay.
You know football.
Everyone knows football?
This is my version of...
If everyone knows football, does actually nobody know football?
I believe so. Very Buddhist about it. You know all football.
Oh, yeah.
If you know a million football.
If you know Canadian football, do you still know football?
Football.
If you know football that is actually our soccer, do you know football? I don't know.
Soccer isn't a real sport. So,
oh,
yes.
I mean, yeah. Well, you said all football, so I wasn't sure where we drew the line here.
American football, football.
Okay. I didn't see much of the reaction in general. Except for when, like, Mima texted us about it last night. That was the only insight I had into any of that. And I'm fine with all of it. Is there a part of me that thinks the stat community, which I am more embedded with than I think people realized, is there a part of me that thinks they get a little hurt about these type of things when people bring emotions into play? Yes, I do. Because in many ways, it is an affront to what they're trying to accomplish as well. And I think at the heart of it, they understand that there is something that is misleading about what they do. The same way people that use just their emotion, there's something that's misleading about that as well. And I think the beautiful thing about football is that there is no perfect X meets everything. That's not how it exists. Everyone's trying to do their best, but there is no perfect across the board. And even if you think you have perfect across the board, the beautiful thing about football is that you're involved with human beings, and these things change based off of whether or not they got good sleep the night before. Things that are never quantifiable.
Now, real quick here.
Yeah, so I was trying to bridge the gap between you guys.
Look at that. You are the truth broker.
I was trying to bridge the gap.
And also, the people undivided.
I also do want to know if the same people that are using all these graphs and everything to try to just shame Shador Sanders every single day and consistently drag him. I just want to know, where's the same energy for someone like Quinshon Judkins, for instance? Because those conversations are, they're non-existent. I find that interesting.
He finds it interesting.
I find it interesting. He's like fourth to last in EPA per rush, but like, we don't get those graphics because there's an obvious understanding that he has a bad offensive line, right? Ashton Jeanty, dead last in EPA for rush for running backs. But there's an understanding there that, like, you know, a bad offensive line, the pieces around him don't work. So we can't possibly judge that, right? We can't possibly do that. But, they, you know, Shador doesn't get the same Same crowd. No, I'm sorry.
You're wearing the shirt. All right. You're wearing the shirt. You are not Shador Power today. Can people see that?
Is it not serious because I'm wearing the shirt?
I don't think people can see that. I think the crawl is across, and I think that's going to give you better. Look at that.
There we go.
Now, it should be noted, the Step Brothers Shador and Miles shirt. And again, you guys can see that on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel right now, actually in about 15 seconds. But this beauty here was actually your I almost said birthday, your Christmas gift,
a Christmas
from Mac.
Present from Mac. Yeah, very nice. Really knows what a guy wants in life, you know?
He got you that shirt. I got the Blitz and Trapper album, Fur is what it's called. Come on now. You know your demo, Mac Robinson? You passed the test.
Well, great. Thank you, Mac, so much. I put the shirt on and I was walking around and I thought to myself, as I kept passing people and they kept just looking only at my chest, I said, I'm being violated a little bit. I said, eyes up here, buddy. Come on, eyes up here.
Well, the problem is, you look and then you're like, well, my eyes are here. I might as well continue going down.
But I'm like, are we having conversations now? Is this where we're, hey, how's it going? Yeah. And then they get caught. They're like, hey.
I know. It's like, you know what it's like to be a woman in America.
That's
so proud of you.
That's what I'm saying. I felt it today. It was very awkward.
Easy.
Very awkward.
It is Jim Schwartz Day here in Cleveland. Jim Schwartz gets an interview. Tommy Reese gets an interview. The latest NFL news is that John Harbaugh merely getting fired got Mike McDaniel fired today. But no, that's not what went down, according to Adam Schefter, who's totally not, covering for NFL teams. We have a lot to get here. I do think just kind of acknowledging that it's Jim Schwartz's day. I think Jim Schwartz has some level of a real chance at this.
Yeah.
I think Tommy Reese is getting a head coaching interview because I think that's going to be good for Tommy Reese, and I think that's going to be good for his candidacy for OC jobs around the NFL.
Well, and it might also just be the type of thing that's just we just call it what it is. It's a courtesy interview.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. There's no problem with that. I always tell people, especially when they're going for jobs at this station, I tell them all the time, if you don't think you're getting the job, go for the interview, get the experience of doing the interview, and you're going to be better off for it. And I think that's all that's happening there.
So if from today, in this, because you had to set this up, because we never want to do revisionist history, right? That's not the kind of show we want to be. If from today, Tommy Reese ends up becoming the Browns head coach, I will imagine that he had the single greatest interview in the, like when Tomlin, when the Steelers were going to call, I can't remember if it was Grimm or Wisenhunt, but one of those guys were faded the job. And then the Rooneys interviewed Mike Tomlin, and all of a sudden it became Mike Tomlin's job. Like, that's the kind of home run interview I think Tommy Reese would have to make this real.
I think even takes that out of the equation, Nick, is the idea that this guy's been in the building for a year and a half. Sorry, 2 years. It's been 2 years. He's been in the building for 2 years. Like, it doesn't make sense to me as to why or what he could say that all of a sudden would be a shock to him. They already like him. They already think highly of him, clearly. So, like, is he going to come in and it'd be like, where's this been hiding for 2 years?
Well, no, but I think, half of these interviews are, here's my coaching staff, here's this, here's my view on the quarterback spot, here's what I think we need to get better at, here's my thoughts on what happened last year. I think he can. I don't know that he's gone around being like, I would have started Shador from week one, or I would have never traded Joe Flacco. Whatever the thing that could maybe potentially impress them, I think he's been going around the building saying it, because that's not really how NFL buildings work.
Well, I mean, yeah, it'd be weird if he went up to Andrew Barry and was like, I didn't think your idea here, here, and here sucked. But I also think it'd be weird if he went I also think it'd be weird if he went in there and told him, I think your idea here, here, and here sucked, and I saw it firsthand. And then Andrew Barry's like, oh, man, you're awesome. Let me give you the job right away, too. Like, I just think it's really hard to impress people the way that you're Tomlin. Mike Tomlin scenario where he walks in and then he gets the job when it was just basically a courtesy interview at best when you've seen the guy for 2 years. I just think that's an incredibly hard thing to pull off. And that's fine. That's not it's good experience for him to get the interview. It's not a big deal.
I do think it's a fascinating case of the profile, and the profile that I do think they would love to have is younger, offensive minded head coach that's worked with quarterbacks on a pretty in-depth level on multiple levels of football, which is Tommy Reese. Right, like that's why Tommy Reese was brought in here. That's why Tommy Reese became the OC. He's gotten some of the credit of trying to make you-know-what out of you-know-what with this offense this year, whereas if we go to the results base, so again, process versus results, profile versus results, Jim Schwartz absolutely deserves a real conversation about this, even if you look at this and go, well, he's 59, he did okay in Detroit, and he might just end up being a great defensive coordinator.
Jim Schwartz deserves the real interview, the real look, the real everything about this. And I, honestly, I'm at the spot where I don't know that Browns fans, I don't think they'd be upset if it ended up being Jim Schwartz. But that's because we always look at this way. We always think about the DC or the OC, and we think about if it could be greener and if life would be better. I personally don't want to see it. I'm not in on Jim Schwartz being the next head coach, but whatever.
I'm just so torn because I don't think, again,
I don't think he's a bad guy. I like him.
He has one of the things that I like. Two of the things I like. I think he is a legit leader, whether you want to call that I think he can motivate people, and I think he can communicate. And I think you see that is part of his. Does he know X's and O's? Yes. Is he incredible at kind of identifying talent, which is another important thing, I think, the head coach. On the defensive side of the ball, yes. But part of the thing that I think Kevin was missing is what Jim Schwartz has. It's just, all right, he is a retread coach. He does tend to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To fit the profile more of, hey, you were a really great defensive coordinator, and you were just kind of a guy as a head coach.
And I think he's better as a coordinator than he is as a head coach.
That's the more respectful way. That was what I said.
And the reality is that you'd be missing something in taking away from the defense if you even promoted him up. And like, there's just a lot about that I don't love, while understanding that you're probably going to lose him anyway.
Mm.
It stinks.
Well, no, see, I think that's
unless you go like Dan Pitcher. Oh, man, I read a profile on Dan Pitcher last night. It's exactly the type of guy that Andrew Berry loves.
Was it Ty Dunn's?
I was one of them from a couple years ago. No, it wasn't Ty Dunn's.
It was like our buddy Ty Dunn.
It wasn't Ty Dunn's.
If you're offensive-minded, if you're young and nobody really knows who you're yet, man, does he love you.
It was from a couple years ago, and it highlighted his whole entire journey, and the end result basically turned out to, it was like 4,500 words about how he's smart, and that's why he's different than everybody else. But not like just football smart, like smart, the type of thing that Andrew Berry is seemingly impressed by. And I said, as I was reading it, every bit of his journey, I said, oh no, this is exactly the type of guy that Andrew Berry likes.
Yeah, here's the thing, so is Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia is like an astronaut, right? He's not the pastronaut, but he's like an engineer smart. People dumb. And if you're people dumb, you don't win.
So that's part of this piece was trying to explain how he is he's more than just the smarts, but the smarts are the anchor to all of this, essentially, and how he can do all the other people stuff. And basically, they tried to make him seem like he was the world's greatest thing. And then I just have to keep slapping myself in the face of the idea of, you can tell me all that, but when you had Joe Burrow, you still didn't really succeed with Joe Burrow. It's hard for me.
Yeah, go be the OC with Baker, and then let's talk.
Right? Then we can talk turkey. Let's have a conversation.
Like, it's interesting. You know, Baker's OC got fired today after 1 year, and people were like, pretty strong indictment on Baker. I'm like, the last two guys he got, 1 year, he's a head coach.
That's just what happens with
Baker.
He got
Liam Cohen as the head coach. Cohen was not going to be a head coach before Baker Mayfield. Neither was Dave Canales.
Yeah, same story.
I remember when Dave Canales got hired in Tampa.
He did a good job in Seattle prior to that. He got credit for Geno, though.
But he hadn't been the OC.
I know, but he got credit for Geno. And that was like the big thing. That's what got him the Tampa job.
But he wasn't going to be head coach.
Not at that time,
still
obviously.
Still might not be somebody's head coach.
I don't think he is at the current
point. Hey!
But that was him building up.
Murder.
But then he had Geno, and then he had Baker, and then he had this whole narrative around him that he could just do all of this with any quarterbacks. It kind of like it became
the playoffs with Bryce Young. Maybe I should retract the fangs.
It became a Stefanski-esque narrative of quarterback whisperer. Just get this guy any quarterback, and he'll be able to do something with him. Not KOC level, but like it was on that.
Hey,
he was on a hot streak for 3 years.
Hey, Shador, you shouldn't throw turnovers. Oh, did somebody just whisper at the quarterback? Hey, this is how you read defense.
He's an actual quarterback whisperer.
Oh, he's whispering. Oh, my God. The only way. He talks to everybody else.
His big move has come closer. Unbelievable. I like it, though. Now I want a whole series on the quarterback whisperer. And he's really just this old football guy that makes people come close to them and then tells them everything that they need to know about the game.
I can't finish what I'll tell you off air what I was thinking there. 216-474.
Screen passes are for suckers.
Check down Charlie, my ass. You're a real quarterback.
Throw the ball deep and we both eat.
216-474-0092. Kevin, nope. Kevin Stefanski is a simp. I'll show you the way. 216.
I like Stefanski checking in on Cleveland Radio. Okay, they're not talking about me. Oh, come on.
I'm not a simp.
Come on.
I'll whisper to a quarterback. Jackson Dart, you're kind of a D. Oh, no, that's not how you whisper. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you just tell just outward truths.
Hey, you play like a 12-year-old.
It's his only way of being mean. He actually, he just has to whisper in order to do it.
Hey, Jackson Dart. No, I'm just not doing this, okay? We wish Kevin the best of luck in his future endeavors. All right, 216-474-0092. Do you guys think Jim Schwartz is getting a real chance here to be the head coach? What about Tommy Rees? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Rob Long of the Big Ben Morning Show in Baltimore at 3. I will talk about the Lamar Ball breakup in Baltimore. Are they going to hire Matt Nagy? And if so, when? Pete Futek, college football news at 4:20 to talk the Peach and Fiesta Bowls. And then Bobby Carpenter of 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. We will talk a substantial amount of Buckeyes, including Matt Patricia's future. I want to get his take, though, on Mendoza versus Moore. We've got the QB Deadpool coming back at 3:40. We've got the not list coming up at 6:25 tonight. But 216-474-0092. Do you guys think Jim Schwartz is getting a real chance at the job? Same with Tommy Rees. And there is another job open in the NFL, but there's another head coach available. What do we think about him? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.